Trump orders Fed review of crypto firms' master account access. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on May 20, 2026, directing the Federal Reserve to revisit how crypto firms apply for and receive master accounts, the gateway that lets a financial institution settle dollars directly through the central bank. The order, as reported by Decrypt, calls for the removal of overly burdensome and fragmented regulations, and reframes master account access as a competition question, not just a safety question. Bitcoin traded at $77,379, so 0.8% on the day, and Ether at $2,029, 0.7% as of May 20, 2026, with the fear and greed index sitting at 40, neutral. Crypto markets did not rip on the news, partly because the order asks for review rather than approval, and partly because the Fed retains operational discretion over individual applications. A long fight over a small piece of plumbing, a master account, is the seat at the table for direct settlement at the Fed. Without one, a bank or non-bank settles dollar payments through a sponsoring bank that does have an account, adding latency, cost, and a counterparty in every leg. Crypto-focused applicants have spent years trying to get inside. Custodia Bank, founded by Caitlin Long, sued the Fed after its application stalled in 2023, and several state-chartered trust companies have argued the Fed used unwritten standards to delay or deny them. The Trump order does not order approvals. It directs a review of the process, the criteria, and the data the board uses to decide. That review will land at a Fed already under political pressure. Kevin Warsh was sworn in as Fed chair earlier this month, and the OCC is separately weighing 9 national trust bank charters that Senator Elizabeth Warren has argued violate federal law. The master account question and the trust charter question are linked. A federal trust charter without a master account still has to lean on correspondent banking, who stands to gain per Crypto Slate's reporting. The firms most directly in line are Kraken, Ripple, Coinbase, and Circle. Each one already runs critical dollar-side operations, custody flows for an exchange, settlement liquidity for a payments network, and stablecoin reserves for issuers that today depend on bank partners. For Circle, master account access would let USDC redemptions and primary issuance flow without a sponsoring bank in the middle. For Kraken and Coinbase, it would shorten the wire-to-trade pipeline that today routes through partner banks and adds end-of-day risk. For Ripple, it would directly support an on-demand liquidity model that has spent years pitched as cheaper than correspondent banking. The order also matters for stablecoin issuers more broadly. The same week, regulators continue to circle the 323B stablecoin supply milestone, and German issuer AllUnity is pushing into Swedish krona and agentic AI payments. Direct Fed settlement is the missing piece that would let a U.S. issuer credibly claim a fully bank-independent reserve flow. The Fed still gets to decide. An executive order can direct review, define principles, and pressure timelines. It cannot, on its own, hand out master accounts. The Federal Reserve Act and the board's own internal tiering framework still govern who qualifies and how. The board can move fast or slow, and it can publish new criteria that look more open while leaving the substantive bar in roughly the same place. There is also a legal layer. The Fed's discretion over master accounts has been litigated, most prominently by Custodia, and lower courts have so far backed the board's authority to decline applications. A directive from the executive branch does not override that case law, though it does change the political cost of saying no. A different rail than CBDC worth, separating from the bigger CBDC fight playing out in Congress. Republicans this month pushed a permanent CBDC ban into a housing bill, and South Carolina just signed its own CBDC ban into state law. Master accounts are the opposite of a CBDC. They're about letting private dollar issuers and crypto-adjacent firms touch the existing wholesale payment system, not creating a new retail one. For SpendNode users, the practical effect is downstream. If issuers like Circle or Ripple can settle directly at the Fed, USDC and RLUSD on-ramps in the U.S. get faster, settlement cutoffs move later, and the failure surface shrinks because there is one fewer intermediary. None of that hits a card swipe tomorrow, but it pushes the long-term cost of moving dollars through stablecoin rails lower.